This is Scientific American's 60 Second Earth. I'm David Biello. Your minute begins now. By about 10,000 years ago, nearly 100 species of large animals had been recently driven to extinction around the globe. This march of megafauna mortality coincides suspiciously with the arrival of another large animal in their vicinity, humans. The die-off in South America included giant ground sloths and armadillo-like animals the size of cars known as glyptodonts. And the deaths seem responsible for the dearth of nutrients in Amazon rainforest soils today. So says a study in the journal Nature Geoscience. Plainly put, these big animals disperse a lot of phosphorus in their feces. Once the big animals are gone, there's no way for the phosphorus to get from one part of the rainforest to another. As a result, the Amazon rainforest, even today, is struggling to recover from that loss of fertility. Other parts of the world face the same poop-paucity predicament, according to the researchers' models. But the impact outside the Amazon was less severe for reasons still unknown. What is clear is that the impact of extinction reverberates down through the millennia, a clear signal that we've been living in the Anthropocene for a while. Your minute is up. For Scientific American's 60 Second Earth, I'm David Biello.